This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. If you know bluegrass in North Carolina, then you know Ellis Gerard. And if you don't know Ellis Gerard, you should. Many a bluegrass band and singer-songwriter will tell you that they owe their style and their sound to Ellis Gerard. Even the Judds point to her as their inspiration. Ellis Gerard is out with a new album. It's called Bittersweet, and she joins us on the program now. Ellis, welcome. Good to have you back.
Thank you so much. It's really nice to be here, Frank.
This is the first album of all original songs that are both written and performed by you. Is that right?
Right, that's true. I've written songs down through the years, and there's been one on this album, a couple on that album, sort of scattered around. But this is the first time I've done an all original songs.
What took you so long?
I don't know. It took some prodding from other people to kind of get me going on it.
All those other people who will tell you, and they come on this show and elsewhere and say they owe it all to Ellis Gerard. A lot of people in this town, in this area, just point right back to you and say it's because of her.
I know. It's really nice. It's really nice to hear all that.
Well, will you do a song for us now?
I would love to. This is one that Hazel and I recorded when we were starting to sort of write songs and play together. It's one that I wrote that I'm sure a lot of women can identify with, called Mama's Gonna Stay. In the early morning light, I creep on down the stairs. Hush you floor, keep you squeaking down. And the smell of good hot coffee, the silence all around, and nothing but my thoughts and the stirring of a song to break the sad, sweet feeling, Lord, of being all alone. And if I'm very still, I can drain this holy hour. And if I'm lucky, stretch it out to two. Before the world comes crashing, then down the stairs comes truth, smiles and tears and ratty hair, and I can't find my shoes, and I don't know, Lord, I don't know if I can make it through. But I hope you know how much I love you, 'cause I guess it ain't showing much these days. Just old dreams of yesterday keep on getting in the way of picnic days and daisy chains, of come on, let's all go into town today, of help you make your bed and put your clothes away. Anyway, I guess I'm gonna stay. So come on now, your mama's gonna stay. In the early morning light, I creep on down the stairs.
Mama's Gonna Stay, Ellis Gerard, in a song that she did in collaboration with Hazel Dickens. It's on Ellis Gerard's latest album, Bittersweet. Ellis is going to be at the Triad Stage tomorrow night and then in Aberdeen on Sunday at the Rooster's Wife. Tell us about working with Hazel Dickens. Big voice, of course, we know that. But what was it like to work with her, and what else did you pick up?
Well, she was a great singer, And we just kind of started singing together at parties. And I was listening to her a lot before I ever started singing with her. And somebody was at a party one night and happened to be wanted to produce a record of us and said, why don't you guys do a record? And so we did. And that was kind of the beginning. We did a total of 4 albums, 2 for Folkways and a couple for Rounder. So it was just a wonderful time and a wonderful experience. And we did this for quite a long time.
Will you do another song for us?
Yeah, I will. Actually, that last one that I played, The Mama's Gonna Stay, is not on the new album. It's an old one that's on an old Hazel and Alice recording. This one...
The new album, by the way, called Bittersweet.
Yes,
you're getting
it
yourself all capoed up over here. and this Bittersweet is one that actually is just chock full of your original songs, which is
It's all original. Most of them are new songs. A couple are from songs that are on albums that are now out of print. And I just thought, oh, I'd like to do that again and with this great band that played with me on this album. So this is a song that I wrote because every time I go back and forth from Durham up to where my kids live around Washington, D.C., I cross over this river called the South Anna River on 95. And I've always just loved that name. My mother's name was Anna Lou, and that sort of is like Anna, that South Anna River. And then I sort of wedded that to a conversation that I had with Elizabeth Cotton once about, she was talking to me about just when she passed on, how she wanted to, she didn't want to be buried in the ground. She didn't like that idea. She wanted, this is what she wanted. She wanted to be placed on a river where she would float down the river. And all her friends would stand on the bank and wave at her as she floated by. And I just love that image. And so I kind of took a few liberties. She's from North Carolina. Mm-hmm. She wasn't from Virginia where the South Anna River is. But so this is called The Sweet South Anna River, minus the piano and the cello. On the sweet South Anna River, where the leafy waters flow, she whiled away her childhood days in the sweet long ago. Her voice echoes down the river from the distant shores of home. Remember me, I was a queen. Don't you cry when I'm gone. And let the river carry me on. Past the red bud and the pine. And won't you sing to me as I take my leave? You're gonna miss me all the time. When my life on earth is ended and the music fades away, don't lay me down in the cold dark ground in some long, some old on the sweet South Anna River, where soft breezes fan the air. Just lay me down in a silvery gown, wild flowers in my hair, and let the river carry me on. That's the rest. won't you sing to me as I take my leave? You're gonna miss me all the time. Along the banks of the sweet South Anna, as far as eyes can see, as I pass by, old friends of mine will wave goodbye to me. Then goodbye, my sweet South Anna. There's nothing can compare. Remember me, I was a queen, wildflowers in my hair, and let the river carry me on past the red bud and the pine. And won't you sing to me as I take my leave? You're gonna miss me all the time. Remember me, I was a queen. You're gonna miss me when I'm gone.
Alice Gerard from her newest CD, Bittersweet, Sweet South Anna River, a song inspired by Alice Gerard's conversation with North Carolina's own Elizabeth Cotton. I like the fact that, first of all, that's a beautiful song.
Thank you.
Thank you. The fact that the founder, you, of the Old Time Herald and Old Time Music Group, used Kickstarter to get to fund this album, I think that's a cool thing.
Yeah.
And the fact that you now, we talked about working with, you know, with Hazel Dickens, coming up with kind of stripped down songs that you could perform on the road. You've got yourself quite a band behind you on this new album.
Some great musicians. Well, Lori Lewis, the bluegrass fiddler, singer, songwriter from California, approached me at Merlefest one year, several years ago. Actually, it's taken quite a while to get this thing going. But she approached me. She said, you know, I'd like to produce an album of your songs, you and your songs. And I said, okay, great. So that was the end of that conversation. And then it got picked up again several years later at about the same time that Laurel and Dossett and Kathy Fink both wanted to produce an album. And so I thought about it, and I decided to, since Lori had asked me first to, you know, we had a further conversation, I decided that would be the way to go. And then it took a few more years, and finally, we both found time in our schedules, and she said, you know, who would you like to have play on this album if you could have anybody you wanted? And I said, well, first of all, Stuart Duncan on the fiddle, and Brian Sutton, and Todd Phillips on the bass. Todd had toured with Hazel and me out on a tour that we did on the West Coast one time, and I love his bass playing. And all these guys live in Nashville, so... we just went down there, and they agreed to be on the album.
I tell you what, it sounds great. Why don't we go out with a fully produced and arranged version right from the new album?
Okay.
How about Somebody Have Mercy? We'll do that, and we'll play that as we say goodbye. But first, let me say thank you to Alice Gerard, who you can hear at Triad Stage tomorrow night, Triad Stage in Greensboro. And then if you want to get down to Aberdeen, you can see her at The Rooster's Wife on Sunday tomorrow night at the Triad Stage in Greensboro. Alice, what a pleasure. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Frank. It was a pleasure for me, too.
This is North Carolina Public Radio. It's a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stachow. Once again, Alice Gerard.
Today's Saturday, no respite. Today is Sunday. Hear my moan. Somebody have mercy on my soul. Thank you. No exit here, lot of wrong way streets, too many dead ends, deepest old hole I've ever been in. And every time I start to climb, I think of how I let him mess my mind. How he lied and he cheated, Lordy, back I slide. It sure is an awful place to hide. Monday, Monday, I went down. Tuesday, Tuesday, lost a little more ground. Wednesday, Wednesday, I got a grip, but it's never got a hold. And Thursday, I slip. Friday, Friday, lost my mind. Saturday, Saturday, no respite. Today is Sunday, hear my moan. Somebody have mercy on my soul. Oh.